The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 322.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a brand strategist and a marketing expert, and she's also the creator of Master Brand, which I'm really excited for her to be here and share her story today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jennifer Kemp. Jennifer, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit.
Hey, Sheena.
Hey, maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah. Hey, Sheena. Thanks for inviting me to your podcast. I love anything that helps women. Yes, I've been a brand strategist for 18 years, first in the corporate world, and then the past 8 years specifically helping small business owners and entrepreneurs get seen, get heard, and get paid. And it's been great. I live in Honolulu, Hawaii with my amazing three kids. Actually, my oldest is turning 20 tomorrow. She's actually in San Diego, going to San Diego State and pursuing a degree in marketing. Silly girl. And I'm married and have, you know, three dogs, an amazing life. And it all came, I believe, from getting confident with who I am. So I think it's a great story to share as we move through this podcast. So thanks again for inviting me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jennifer, what's your cultural background?
I'm actually Filipina. So I am 100% Filipina. My mother is a first generation Filipina, actually Ilocano, and then my dad is actually from Manila, but his cultural background is actually Spanish and Visayan. And so, yeah, so I'm pretty much from the best archipelago on the planet.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I would say, and I don't know who said this, but I would say that there's a quote, and I like to say it a lot myself, and so I know I'm probably biting off someone else. I just don't know who said the original quote, and I even have searched for it. But my favorite quote is, the most important thing you can do in anything you do is protect your confidence, but especially if you're an entrepreneur. So protecting your confidence needs to be one of your top things, and so I say that a lot.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And I think that's, it's so true, right? We have to protect our confidence, especially being women, especially women who are Asian. Like, you know, we've been so programmed to do certain things that we're not, you know, we've been taught to just, you know, serve others and not think for ourselves and not realize what our worth is. So it's really important that we have to protect our own confidence from people who tell us that, you know, you can't do this, you're supposed to do that. And, you know, not really realizing like we can go out there and do our own thing. So, you know, that's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Well, it's really, and it's easier to say and do, but it's true that how I define self-confidence is really aligning your values with what you want. Because a lot of people talk the talk, a lot of people dream the dream, a lot of people want the want, but they don't live every day with intent, without it, you know, with intention. And I believe confidence comes from living an intentional life. You know, in my story, in fact, my father, who was my best friend, passed away this year, and it was pretty sudden and very hard for me to overcome. But interestingly, I used what happened to fuel what I need to do more in the world. And my dad was actually a very non-traditional Asian influence, and my mom was the total opposite. Okay, many of us probably have that situation. Either we have two parents that, you know, are really more focused on helping us stay safe. And by the way, the minute that I realized that it's our parents' job, they don't know any better but to make us feel, they want their kids not to be in danger, right? And being an entrepreneur, you know, starting your own business is one of the scariest things that anybody can do, but definitely for Asian parents. And so when my dad died, you know, it really helped me even deepen into my definition of confidence, Gina, because he was the one who always said, "What are you waiting for?" That was his quote all the time since I was a kid, all the way up to, you know, me being now 42 years old. He would tell me all the time, if I would talk about my dreams, he would say, "Great, so what are you waiting for?" But I always had this other side of me, because my mother would say, "Go work for the government. It's a safe job," you know? So for me, defining confidence is having the courage to live an intentional life.
Thanks for sharing that definition. I, you know, totally agree with you with, you know, living life with intention. I mean, there's so many people out there who do things without intention, and it shows, right? I mean, you know, people can see through that. So when you're there, you know, out there living your life with the intention of whether it's to inspire someone, and whether it's to just live life on your own, it just makes a huge difference. So I really like that definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, interestingly, Sheena, I have a different story, and the story looks like this. I think I came out of the womb confident, and where my break in confidence happened was in my midlife. So it wasn't that I came out ashamed, which I think that, you know, you learn shame, right? And I'm not just talking about kids learning, you know, how not to, you know, to be more safe or whatever. Literally, I used to push the envelope all the time in my household. I was a little rebel. And my mother, who loved dearly, I know that for a fact, but we would butt heads a lot because, you know, she just wanted me to be a good Asian girl that became either a lawyer, a doctor, or married a CEO, or especially work for the government. Like, that was my mom's biggest dream for me. And I rebelled against her for many years. I was definitely not the obedient Asian daughter, is how I would describe it. And so what shook my confidence was, you know, when I went out to the real world and I was literally fighting my mom the entire time. When I say that, we have a very close relationship, but it's a very, like I said, debatable relationship. Like, she's always saying, "You're going to see that that's a better way." And I'm always like, no, the more that I serve and the bigger I play, the happier I am. And so what my life looked like when I had a breakdown, which was really in my 20s, when I literally took on the world as ambitious as I wanted to be, but I also wanted to prove my mother wrong. So I got married out of college, had my first child at age 23, right out of college. And a lot of people, "I can't believe I'm 20 or killed." I'm like, yeah, well, I was right out of college. I had this plan. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids. And I'm going to have a very successful career. And because I was more into proving my mom wrong, instead of doing what I really wanted, because none of the things that I said I wanted, I really wanted. I just wanted to prove to her that I could be more. And what shook my confidence, things started unraveling for me. You know, life started getting harder, taking care of a child, trying to nurture a relationship with my husband, trying to move the food chain at work, and it broke me. Like, I was mentally and spiritually strained and drained. And so I have a different kind of story. Like I said, Sheena, those were the dark years of my life where my confidence was shaken because I thought, oh my gosh, I brought another human into this world and I'm an extremely unhappy person. What have I done? And then I started questioning myself and saying, my mom was right. I can't have everything I want. You know, I should have listened. I should have been more obedient. I should have been such a rebel. And the truth is I still, to this day, I mean, Sheena, I have a very interesting story. I have a 20-year-old and I also have a 2-year-old. And so I have proof that really what was wrong was I was out of alignment and I wasn't living with intentionality. I was living from a place of proving. And that is what shook my confidence. And I think the reason people don't or lose their confidence or can't get their confidence back is because they come from a place of hiding, defending, proving. And if you start to look at the reasons you aren't putting yourself out there, a lot of it has to do with hiding, defending, and proving. And if you know that, you can start to work with the knowledge and the awareness of that.
Thanks for sharing that, Jennifer. You know, I think a lot of people do that. You know, they try to prove to others that they are worthy of doing whatever it is that they want to do, not realizing, like, you don't have to prove to anybody. You can just do what you want and, you know, the right things will come to your life. And what was that aha moment when you just realized, you know, you were just the person, you know, you can go out there and do things without having to prove to people? What was that aha moment where it just gave you that confidence boost?
I mean, it was really, I got the right mentor in my life, and it was a woman, and she was an amazing executive. She had a great life, beautiful house, 2 kids, and was very successful. And I attribute the things that people say about me that, you know, how have you been able to build such an empire in your business? It's really about leadership. And she taught me how to build teams and do the vision that I have. she was the big aha moment for me that I could have anything I wanted, not everything I wanted. And that changed the game for me. And I want to make a point here. When I say anything, the thing is that you choose the things with intentionality that you really want, whether it's a deeper relationship with your children or building a business. If you keep that in mind, that she was the one that taught me that, you know, it's don't have a pursuit of everything, have a pursuit of anything. And that was my big aha moment. And from that moment on, I really focused on my leadership. And as a result of that, I was able to build what I wanted.
Thanks for sharing that. And I like how you mentioned the difference between the pursuit of everything and the pursuit of anything, because there's a lot of people out there who try to dabble into every single thing and it wears them out, not realizing if you just focus on the things that you want and live with intention and have that mission, then you can have, you know, the things that you want and you truly want in life. So thanks for sharing that. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, you know, I get to live in paradise. I live in Hawaii. I live in exactly the home that I want, a perfect home in a perfect place. And when I say perfect, I mean that, like, really not perfect by other people's standards, but by my standards, you know, what I wanted. And I get to travel the world helping tons of people, incredible tribe and community that are ride and die. And I feel like I created that with intention because I needed that. And so I would not be able to have that without, again, that shift.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, Jennifer, to the woman who's listening to your episode, you know, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Surround yourself with like-minded people, people around you who will help pour into you and celebrate what you want.
Thanks for sharing that tip. And, you know, I always believe surrounding yourself with like-minded people or people who can lift you up can truly make a difference in your life. So thanks for sharing that again. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, come over to jenniferkemp.com. If you're interested in building a business, I would love to support you with that. I have a guide to building a brand that gets seen, gets heard, and gets paid. And then we also have a very high engaged group of people who will celebrate who you are, especially if you're on the entrepreneurial path, on Facebook, called the Paid to Be You Posse. And you can go there straight to this link, paidtobeyouposse.com. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Not a problem. Thanks again for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jennifer, you can also head on over to the taofselfconfidence.com and search for Jennifer's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Jennifer for taking the time to share her story with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. Loved having being here.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.